Hello.
Hello. Hi there. This is
Yep.
Olivia Raven. How are you doing today, sir?
Okay.
That's great. Thank you so much for hopping on a call with me. I was so confused if I was able to explain you the printing cost and everything.
Okay.
Do you want me to go through it again?
Yeah.
Okay, that would be perfect. Okay. So, see, if you were to go ahead and publish a book a decade back, for example, obviously you'll have to assume how many books you'd be selling, and proactively you'll have to invest a lot in printing it, right, and keep it in bulk. So you're never short out if there's any sales requirement. But now it's just very eased out. What we're doing is we're setting our clients with print on demand, and that is because we have platforms to sell your book, right? So the incentive that Amazon, for example, has of selling your book is that they get to make money out of it in a way that they are taking care of printing and shipping, okay? So they have their printing department. Your book is going to be published over there virtually. Like, we're going to upload the file in paperback, hardcover, ebook, etc. Whenever a reader goes to Amazon and places an order for your book, obviously they're going to pay for it, right? Once they pay for it, whatever the cost would be, Amazon is going to take away 20% of that cost that the reader is paying and invest it into printing and get the book shipped towards the reader. Meanwhile, the remaining 80% will be the author's royalties that will be sent over to your bank account directly. Is it making sense?
No, because it costs more than that to print it. 20% is not going to cover their costs, and they won't make anything.
Well,
Because I
see, that is
know
exactly.
traditionally, if a book is selling for, say, $12.99, and it costs $5 to print, then you've also got their profit, which is usually 40%,
Again,
that
that
comes
is
off.
when you go
So
ahead and be an individual.
now you got a $9, $9, and the author makes like two.
I'll tell you what. That happens when you're going ahead individually. If you go ahead and assess this math, you'll probably find out all the books that are just taking 20-30% of their royalties is because they are published as an individual. So when you scroll down to their product details, you'll find them as being their publisher, right? So there's no third party negotiating your terms. Again, it also helps a lot if you keep a very fine cost for your book as a selling cost. Obviously, if you're keeping too low of a price, that is not something that Amazon should be bearing, right? Amazon will take away their share anyway. But what we do is, before we publish your book, sir, we do a whole competitive analysis, making sure that what exactly would be a good potential printing cost, what can be a good cost for you to sell your book with, and how much would you be making. That price point is suggested to you before publishing takes place with a clear answer to how much will you be making out of it. If you feel like that certain percentage that you will make is too low, then we'll increase the selling cost of the book in order for you to make more royalties. As for the printing cost, once you're working with a person like ours, like a company like ours, the PR firm always goes ahead and negotiates the printing cost with Amazon to the lowest. So the maximum they take is 20-25% and nothing on top. And that is also given to you as a contract. So again, you don't have to worry about how much Amazon is making because we are here to make sure we're concerned how much you're making out of this. That's one of the perks of working with a company, not working as an individual.
Okay, let me think about it.
Yes, I mean, obviously, why would we go ahead and get you a deal that is not even making you any money? We obviously need to make sure we set the price point in a way you're not making loss. At the same time, you're not charging your readers too much. Your book should not be too expensive that it's out of reach. So we give you a price
But
point.
who's printing hard copies for stores
I'll tell
and
you that too. It
stuff
goes
like
the
that?
same way. Whenever we go ahead and, publish a book, before publishing takes place, we have a contract with individually every bookstore, university, and library that we have in fold as per their, availability. Like, they contact us, the list keeps on changing as per their availability. So let's just say we have a local bookstore in New York, okay? And they feel like they have an availability to keep 25 books that are yours. Then what they'll do is they'll pay in advance for the printing of hardcover. And whatever the cost will be, it will be deducted at the time when the hardcover will be actually sold off from the bookstore. It's the same math that happens when you virtually sell a book. Like Amazon takes away a percentage, the bookstores are also going to make the same percentage in terms of selling the book from their bookstores. It's just that in this game, the bookstores will be investing initially for printing and hardcover, you know, distribution, and make their money back once the books are selling. That's why the first order is always short. It's less. It's always like 25, 50 books hardly. And once your book starts to sell actually, then the next order from bookstores and universities goes about 100 books, or, you know, more than that. So eventually they grow. And a lot happens on the back end. I mean, we can't just go ahead and publish a book and expect it to sell itself without, you know, the marketing that we do. That's exactly why I brought up promotions, because without promotions in the competition right now, the books vanishes very quickly. Without us showing to your target audience that an option like this stands out, well, how would they even find it out, right? So we do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, later down the road comes extensive marketing. But again, I did not want to overwhelm you, sir. I just wanted you to realize that you're working, if you were to make a decision in our favor. We have had, you know, planned everything out for our books, because we don't like publishing books that are not making up to a bestseller or a good read.
Okay.
And as for the editing process, I know you have somebody, you know, giving you professional guidance, which is amazing. I appreciate that. But our process also says very strictly that whenever a manuscript comes on board, the first step is always for our editor to go through it and connect with the original author to tell them what their feedback is. There's a possibility maybe they'll give you a feedback that the book is really good enough. We just need to do a little bit of tweaking, and you can, you know, proceed towards publication. Maybe they can get back to you with the feedback that, you know, there are some things that can be added or subtracted or maybe done in a better way. And if you feel like their suggestion is making sense, we implement on it. If you pass on that option, then we just go with what you say. But that QA stuff has to be done. So you don't even really have to pay for editing sideways or, you know, as an additional cost. It's a part of our publishing process because we like to deliver quality work.
Understood.
I hope that helps. Anything that I've missed out that is concerning for you when you're picking a publisher? I mean, since you've given me the opportunity to, you know, hop on a call, I'd like to answer as much as I can. I mean, you've been reading on this for 20 years, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time. I mean, you must be really spooked picking up a publisher.
Yeah, well, I'm learning as I go here.
Yeah, I mean, we can only pray that nothing goes wrong, because trust me, once you've done it, it gets a very bad impression if you have to take it back, you know. Once your books are available and there's anybody feeling like the book isn't good enough, you can control the reaction. So you have to make sure you do all the, you know, necessary measures before you make it public to anyone.
Right.
And you have a good background. I'm sure you have friends and family supporting you for this. So you have your inner circle supporting you anyway. And then obviously there are so many people like you that are, you know, militants, are retired now. They'd love to have a book like this to read about your life.
No, let me think about it.
Sure, I'd love that. You want to take your time? How about I email you everything? You know, if I email you everything,
okay,
You'll be able to, you know, do your due diligence better. I'll be able to send you everything I sent you over chat and maybe more. Mr. Baer, would you be giving me a time? By when would you be done reviewing all this? Because, again, as I said, I have a limited thing added into your package proactively, but I'd like to know a date so I can see if I can hold on to my promise or not. When should I be following up with you?
Probably by the end of the week.
End of the week. Can we schedule a call for Thursday or Friday? What day suits you best?
Friday.
And what time are you usually available on a Friday?
Around this time.
It's 2:51 Eastern Standard Timing for me. Should I schedule a call for 2:30 EST?
Sure.
And what time zone are you in?
Central.
Oh, you're in Central. Oh, just a second. Friday the, it's going to be the 19th, right? Yeah, I think that
right.
works. I have this slot for you, so I'll give you a call at 2:30 EST Friday. I'll write it down in my email. And Mr. Baer, what I'll do is, in my email, I'll also write down in the last note as a reminder to when is our next call. If you feel like after reading the email, there are questions that are popping inside your head and you want documented answers, I will go ahead and wait for your response. And do you want me to proactively send you a contract for the option that you've selected so you can also go through the legalities? What do you say?
Yes. Yes.
That will work, right? Okay, perfect. Because we have a refund policy, and I've sent you all the signals that are there for ownership rights, guarantee, satisfaction, and stuff. So I'll write all of those clearly. I'd appreciate if by Friday you're done reviewing the contract and my email, and you know you can ask me anything before that. And on Friday, I'll call you to ask you for a decision, okay?
Okay.
That works perfectly.
Thanks.
Fine. Thank you so much for your time, and you have a lovely day. Do look out for my email. My email is with my name, olivia.raven@theratepenguinbookwriters.com.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir. You have a lovely day. Bye-bye.